Hey, beautiful. Great to have you back. Don't miss out on any episode. Follow me on Facebook where you will receive additional information. Just look for Tita May. And for now, I wish you a lot of inspiration. Aloha, dear ones, and welcome to today's episode of I Am Aloha. Another wonderful Friday following a very special week. I hope your week was wonderful. We just had the full moon with a partial moon, lunar eclipse, and we're straight walking into a special time, because this time now between this full moon that we just had last Monday and the next new moon that's going to be in 2 weeks, or almost just 1 week, is kind of representing the closure of something that you started in 98 99 2000, something like that. Just feel into it, look into it. Maybe you'll remember what kind of processes were you going through back then. And if you look at this time now, be very, very attentive and mindful with yourself, just to remind yourself and to look out for whatever comes up, because these 2 weeks are going to be very special, because they're going to be showing you in what direction you're going to go in the next couple of months and years, maybe. So a very, very special time. And for those of you who actually lived it on Tuesday as well, we had a very special day. And by lived it, I mean because some of us actually react on a physical level to it. It was the Lion's Gate, which is a really energetically, a very strong energy coming through, going through everyone. And everybody and every person just deals differently with it. And in my case, for example, I had 3 days in a row, I woke up with almost headaches, like migraines. And usually, if I do get them, I know it's because I ate something that I wasn't supposed to. But I know I haven't, so I knew it had to do with the Lion's Gate coming up. And it's a time where you feel things happen, a lot of movement is happening. So be mindful with yourself and your surroundings, and you will get some insight as for a couple of things. And to help you with that, with the being mindful part, as always, I'd like to inspire you. And today's inspiration is about worrying. Why worrying actually doesn't help us at all, and why worrying actually means that it takes away the energy from ourselves. And what I mean by that is that if you look for yourself, when you worry, for a better understanding, I divided the whole thing in worrying for myself, like I'm worried for my job, or I'm worried if I'm gonna be able to pay the rent. And the other kind of worry that we are able to have is when we worry about other people. You know, like you're worried about your children, or you're worried about your spouse, or you're worried about your parents. And what I mean is, because there's a slightly difference between being worried for someone than like really worrying for someone, or being compassionate. I feel that it's often mistaken, because we've been taught by our generation or our society that we actually have to worry about other people. I feel it's something that we actually learned, that we were taught. And if we don't worry for other people, then we sometimes are seen as cold-hearted. And I think that that's where the degree of the, or how do you say, like the difference between those is a little bit weird, because if we can be compassionate without worrying. You know, we can feel that someone is suffering right now without being worried for them. Because if you trust that whatever process they're going through, they're going to go through that and they're going to come out of it bigger, better, stronger. And you can trust that that process is going to happen for them. You're not worried. You're compassionate with the situation they're in right now because maybe you've lived something similar, or you know that, or you feel like it might be something that's not so easy to go through. But you're not worried because you know that at the end of the day, they're going to come out better, bigger, stronger. And it's the same thing with, so that's with someone else, but it's a similar thing with yourself. There's a difference between worrying and being right now here in the now. I feel like worrying in general, like the both types of worrying that I was just talking about, is something that keeps us away from our own energy, and specifically the one where we worry about ourselves. Just, for example, right now, make yourself aware of where you're at right now. If you're sitting, standing, walking, no matter what, just acknowledge where you are. Maybe make a quick scan through your whole body. How is everything feeling? Like if you're walking, how does the movement feel? If you're sitting, what does the surface feel like where you're sitting on? And when you do that, you're right here, right now. You're in this moment. And now you start to think about something that you like to worry about for yourself. Maybe it's not having enough money, or maybe it's not having a good job, or maybe it's not having a good relationship. But you're going to see that whatever you're worried about is something that is not right here, right now. It's something that is in a different space, or maybe even a different time. Meaning that, because sometimes we start worrying about things that haven't happened yet. But we can't control anything that hasn't happened yet. What about tomorrow? I don't know what tomorrow is going to be like. I don't know what the weather is going to be like. I don't know what I'm going to be wearing. I don't know what kind of mood I'm going to have. So why am I worrying today about how tomorrow is going to be? Do whatever feels right for you today that you are inspired to be and to do. But if you start worrying about tomorrow, start doing that. Worry about whatever you have on your mind about tomorrow. If you scan your body now, you're going to feel different. You're going to feel like maybe with not much power, you're going to feel powerless because you can't do anything about tomorrow. That's a fact. But you can do something about right now. And if you're worrying right now, you can decide for yourself to stop worrying. And in that moment when you stop worrying and you take back your power, because tomorrow is not, you're not going to know about tomorrow. Take back your power and bring yourself into the now. And you're going to be strong for that. And you can, with that, that's when, this is the moment where manifestation starts to kick in. Because now, if like, let's say you're worried about tomorrow. Let's say a glimpse comes up. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pay the rent tomorrow. Bring yourself into this awareness that right now, if you feel that you're worrying, you're not in the abundance. So you're not feeling that there is something. So what you can do right now in the now is bring your attention and your thoughts and your whole body to vibrate in the now, and as if you already have the money to pay the rent. It's already there. And the stronger and the more you do it, you're going to get more stronger with this, and your manifestations are going to get stronger, and you're going to see miracles happening. or you only see them in the now. You don't see them if you're thinking about tomorrow or yesterday or whatever your neighbor told you 3 weeks ago. And that's the thing. We also worry about things people tell us. You know, like, oh, yeah, but they said that. Maybe they don't like it. Well, yeah, if they don't like you, whatever. But it doesn't have anything to do with you. You know, you are here right now. And if that person is not here right now, it doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter. That person can be wherever it wants to be. And you can be wherever you want to be. You can decide by yourself to either, I don't know, find other people that are more like-minded. Or you can actually, if you think that a person was on the right or had the right to tell you this because you actually feel like that is something that you don't feel comfortable with yourself, you can work on that. But those are like deeper things where you can go into. But you know what I mean? The idea is that if you're worried about things, if it's you or someone else, you're not in the now right now. And by worrying for other people or for yourself, you're giving away energy. And it's important energy that you need for yourself. It's something that keeps you alive and walking on. But if you worry, you block yourself with that. And I think the important part is like to take a look at yourself, to be aware of yourself. Why are you worried? For who are you worried? Is it for you, for someone else? And when you ask yourself the question why, see if it is because you want to feed an ego, you know, like to feel good because you are worrying for someone else, which actually is the fear of not being liked. So try to be as truthful as you can to yourself. Allow yourself to see the things, to be whatever you need to be in this moment. And not to worry about tomorrow. Try to become more confident. And acknowledge yourself that you're having those worries. It's okay. You're not going to change it from one day to another. But acknowledge it for yourself that you have them. Start looking at them and then start to transform them. The way to transform emotions like that, we've already talked about a couple of times in this podcast, and I think they vary from person to person. Some of you might like a shamanic travel, you know, meditation. Others prefer just going jogging. And like the word ponos says, pono means harmony. So whatever feels good for you, do that. And I'm saying this like if you feel good worrying, then do that. If that feels good for you, it's okay. But before you decide to do that, I ask you to just scan yourself, be aware with yourself, be mindful with yourself, look into it. If it's okay for you to worry and to give that energy away, or if you find something where you can actually take it back and keep the worry for yourself. And with this, I'm leaving you into the weekend. I wish you have a great time. And scan yourself. Be mindful with yourself. We're going through a strong time, and I think it's going to be good for all of us. So with this, have a blessed weekend and a great time, everyone. I'm looking forward to talk to you next week. And mahalo for tuning in again. Bye. Thanks a lot for tuning in again. I hope you were able to get some good takeaways for yourself. Please don't forget to subscribe to my channel and leave a review. And if you'd like to receive some more inspirational information, sign up to Tita May's weekly inspiration, which will be coming soon. You can find the link on my website, www.titamayola.com. I'm looking forward to inspire you some more, and until then, aloha mahalo, e ho'omaikai kakou, e ahui ho. A loving thank you from the heart, a lot of blessings for everyone, and hear you again next time.